But first today, the Spanish city of Barcelona is in shock after the truck attack overnight, which has killed at least 13 people and injured more than 100 others, including three Australians. The white van ploughed into pedestrians on the city's famous La Rambla Boulevard. The Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has described the attack as jihadi terrorism. Malcolm Turnbull says Australia stands in absolute solidarity with Spain. It's the eighth terrorist attack involving a vehicle to have been carried out in Europe this year. Stephen Smiley begins our coverage.
Terror on the sunny streets of one of Europe's most popular tourist cities. Just before 5 o'clock in the afternoon local time on the streets near Las Ramblas, visitors and locals run for their lives, shrieking in fear. On the famous boulevard in central Barcelona, there are scenes of carnage, with more than a dozen bodies strewn along several city blocks. A white van had zigzagged along the crowded central pedestrian plaza, knocking tourists to the ground. Miguel Ángel Risso saw the attack unfold.
I heard many people screaming, and then I saw the van going down the boulevard. You could see all the bodies just lying along Las Ramblas. It was so brutal. A very tough thing to see.
Amar Anwar, on holidays in Barcelona, was also nearby.
Heard a crashing noise, the whole street, I started hearing screaming. Everybody started to run, so I started to run in the direction people were running into shops. Families were screaming.
Australian tourist Julia Monaco was in a shop on Las Ramblas and was caught up in the chaos. She spoke this morning with ABC News Breakfast.
It was a split second and everything changed. And suddenly everybody in that square was just running. They just, whatever they had seen or heard had terrified them truly, and they just started running and running past the front of the shop, trying to get into the shop that we were in. We were running back into the store and were told to get on the ground, get away from the windows and just stay as low as possible. So there was a couple of us huddled behind maybe a clothing display that would have been no higher than knee height. And there would have been about 9 or 10 of us huddled behind their faces to the ground. A lot of crying, a lot of screaming, and just a lot of confusion. No one was really sure what was happening, just that it was suddenly incredibly serious.
So far, three Australians are confirmed injured, including a woman from New South Wales who is in a serious but stable condition in a Barcelona hospital. Melbourne mother Raylene told Macquarie Radio's 3OW her son Reese's friends are among the injured Australians.
Yeah, he's in a bit of shock. He's got to the motel and just come from Ibiza and arrived in Barcelona and got to the motel and said to the lady, "I'm here to book a motel next to my mate," and she said, "Your mates have been involved in a terrorist attack."
The Islamic State group has been quick to claim responsibility for the attack, which the Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has described as an act of jihadi terrorism.
Los vecinos de lugares como Madrid, París, Niza, Bruselas...
Our neighbours in places like Madrid, Nice, Brussels, Berlin and London have experienced the same horror and the same uncertainty that today the people of Barcelona have suffered. And I want my first words here now to convey to them the affection, the solidarity and the affinity of the whole of Spain and of the whole world.
World leaders were quick to offer their support for Spain. Taking a break from tweeting about the ongoing controversy in Charlottesville, Virginia, US President Donald Trump tweeted his country would do whatever is necessary to help, a sentiment repeated by his Vice President Mike Pence.
Whatever inspired today's terror attack, the United States stands ready to assist the people of Spain and find and punish those responsible.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has also pledged Australian support.
We stand in absolute, resolute solidarity with the people of Spain in the fight against Islamist terrorism. Spain is a partner in the anti-Daesh coalition in the Middle East, and of course, our intelligence agencies work closely.
In the hours after the attack in Barcelona, Spanish media have reported that a second planned terrorist attack in the coastal town of Cambrils has now been thwarted. At a press conference, senior police officer Luis Trapero said two men, one from Morocco and another from Melilla, a Spanish enclave in North Africa, had been arrested following a massive explosion at a house in the coastal town of Alcanar, 200 kilometres south of Barcelona.
Se ha acabado deteniendo a dos personas durante la tarde del día de hoy.
There are two people we have arrested today, and it is related to an attack, or at least its preparation. They are also related to the incident that happened last night in the region around Alcanar, where there was an explosion that resulted in one person dead and some injuries. It has only been a few hours, but the investigation allows us to link these incidents. So we have arrested two people related to the Alcanar attack. None of these two is the person who drove the van today in the Barcelona attack. But we do think there are links.
The white van used in Barcelona was rented by a Moroccan man in his 20s who police have named as Driss Oubakia. Local media report that Oubakia told police he was not involved and his documents had been stolen. The Barcelona attack is the ninth terrorism incident in Europe involving a vehicle since July 2016, after earlier fatal attacks in Nice, Berlin, London, Stockholm and Paris.
Stephen Smiley reporting.